Downloading.
Downloading.
Audio.
Nonstop.
Thanks for downloading the SOS Radio podcast.
Sometimes your bark is much bigger than your bite. I'm Scott on SOS Radio. We're talking about a dog that was chasing off this giant crop-stealing elephant in India. It was in this village. All the villagers put together all these piles of all the fruit and vegetables that they had harvested. This dog was defending it. This elephant's coming through just trying to tear it up. And the dog was just barking and yelling and running around him and just going crazy for like an hour until the elephant finally gave up. He was blocking him along the road. I'm just curious if you've ever had one of those fearless pets that never realized their size. Sometimes your pets are just fearless. I'm Scott on SOS Radio.
Morning. Hey, Scott. I grew up in kind of this rural area. I was outside of our city limits by a couple of miles, and so we had a couple acres, and we had a guard cat at our house. Its name was Striper, named after the 80s rock band.
Yes.
And when you live in the rural areas like that, you know, it's not like individual blocks. Everybody's kind of got their space and animals run around, and we'd always have stray dogs running to our yard, and Striper would go charging at them like a rhino and would just go nuts on them until they ran off and they stopped coming.
Thanks for starting your morning with SOS Radio. Hi.
Good morning. I had a story about a fearless dog.
Yeah, tell me about it.
My friend had me go out to her farm and we were all hanging out, and she pointed out to the field to all the cows that they had, and she's like, "Do you see the dog out there?" And I looked and I looked and there was no dog. She's like, no, look lower to the ground. And there was this tiny dachshund puppy out in the cow field just chasing all these cows down, like fearlessly, like crazy dog. She ends up bringing the dog in and she's like introducing me to her. Her name is Pearl. I'm like, what a weird name for a crazy dog. And she says, "We actually don't like this dog. Do you know anyone that wants her?" And my mom was looking for a dog. So I end up taking Pearl home to meet my mom, who loves this dog so much, and she renamed her perfectly to Moxie.
We shared a story a few minutes ago about this dog in India that was chasing off elephants. We were trying to steal the crops from a village. It just makes me think about those dogs you have that are so small in size but don't really realize that.
I used to have a little 5-pound blonde chihuahua named Zsa Zsa after Zsa Zsa Gabor. And I don't know if you remember, years back in L.A., she had actually slapped a police officer in the face after pulling her over or something. Uh-huh. That's relevant because when I was pulled over for speeding one day, my little puppy dog was with me, and she was barking at that police officer, tried to like snip at his hand when I was handing him my license. It was, I was like, no, this is not the time to be feisty, Josh. This is not the time to embody your namesake. We need to like close that part down for a minute. But it was just totally her channeling her inner Josh.
That's Riley Clemens on SOS Radio. That one's called Broken Prayers. Thanks for calling in, and thanks for sharing your stories today with SOS.
Hi, Scott. Good morning. I just listened to you talking about that little dog guarding the crops and chasing off the elephant or whatever.
Yeah.
Just kind of reminded me of a story. When I was a kid, I had a little poodle named Dice, and me and my brother and my sisters were playing in the front yard, and this group of Rottweilers got loose and were wandering down the street, and they came up in our yard. And my little poodle dog just ran out, started barking at him, and chased him all the way down the street. Probably one of the funniest things ever.
You're clear to go.
Thanks for downloading the SOS Radio podcast. If you enjoy the discussion, give it a 5-star rating in your app store.
The way the technology works, your ratings really help spread the word.